Other Worlds, ABC Radio National. The music you're listening to is the music you heard at the end of the last hour. It's from Music for the Home, which is on the Leaf label, and the artist is Rob Ellis, and the artist happens to be sitting in front of me.
Hello.
Hello.
Still here.
We just had a bite to eat, and we're back. And this is beautiful, kind of playful, tinkling music, and I guess made to sound like it's sort of toy xylophones or marimbas or something, but it's all computer generated, isn't it?
It is. It's all computer generated. Again, I like the idea of blurring the line between what you perceive as being really played and not, and what a real instrument can do. And you're listening to something you perceive as being, you know, some vibes and some piano, and then maybe it does something. Well, that's not possible, surely. And so, yes, it's kind of mechanical and fake. I mean, that piece is actually a movement, in inverted commas, from five pieces for fake instruments. I call that those computer-generated instruments. I call them fake instruments, basically.
And, I love Exotica. We were just talking about it. And I guess I love the artificial element of Exotica as well, that it's not really ethnic music, but it's making strange references to them and sort of getting it wrong as well. Is that what you're trying to do with the kind of computer music that's around at the moment? You're really having a go at it a little bit and suggesting that it should be played around with, and its ability to mock other instruments should be thought about a bit more.
I think so. It's been actually a prevailing theme on this record that I was fooling around with that. But not, you know, it wasn't the overriding reasoning behind the music at all. There were other linking themes that run through the record, which were just purely compositional or purely musical themes. But no, I'm very much aware of playing around with notions of what's real and what isn't, and fake instruments and real instruments, and so I enjoy fooling around with concepts like that.
Because so much music we hear now, popular music, is, I mean, I suppose you'd call it fake. It sounds like real instruments, but it's often just kind of synthesized, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the very process of reproduced music in any form is actually fake. Mm. You know, it comes out of two speakers. It's not real at all. And even when you go and see a band play live, you know, you're hearing it through a whole different perspective than it actually exists. It's very difficult to know where the music stops being existing in reality and when it's actually being reproduced there and then, in the moment, as it were. Sounds like I'm getting a little obtuse there, but I think you kind of understand what I'm driving at.
Well, it's a version, isn't it? I mean, it's always a version of that impossible to gather original moment, maybe. And we exist in a world of recording, which is maybe the interesting thing about music now, that so much music is made through the process of recording and electronic kind of creation too.
Exactly. So, you know, just in the process of actually recording music, that dichotomy of what's real and what isn't is actually inbuilt into the process, as it were. So I like highlighting it, certainly, in my own work. I wouldn't burden other things that I do, like PJ Harvey, for instance, with concepts like that. But, you know, Polly's certainly aware of it and plays with that notion of, you know, her persona within the music she does that is... She's you know, demonstrates that, certainly.
All right, well, we're taking selection from you this evening too. You are the guest selector here on the program, and
the DJ.
That's right. Yeah. I'm just here to facilitate. So, what are we going to do next, Rob?
Well, this is something that I actually heard just a couple of days ago. Our guitarist Tim Farthing played it to me, and I think it's a fantastic thought would fit in really well with the rest of the stuff in this program. And it's a track by a band called Boards of Canada, who I know nothing about. I think they're Scottish. And this track is called Zoetrope.
It's a first. And he selected it. It wasn't me. I'm going to blame it all on you.
You said anything vocal, so I guess that's as vocal as it gets, actually, with the exception of the next track we'll play. But apologies for that very eccentric Englishness of Kate Bush.
I loved her attempt at an Australian accent.
Attempt at being Australian somehow, but it does have a genuine Australian on it, in the guise of Rolf Harris himself playing didgeridoo on that.
That's right, yes, that well-known kind of exponent of Indigenous Australian music, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're just saying that there's something remarkable about that track because it is so dense and interesting, really, once you sort of penetrate the sort of whimsy and nutty mm-hmm. vocals and sort of strange conceit of the song. It's quite a rich song, isn't it?
No, I mean, it's. I just started re-listening to this music just recently and it really struck me that it actually is completely bonkers. And as you said, she is away with the fairies, really. But what she does, it so well, actually. It's just incredibly intricate layering. And if you like, that's soundscapes going, you know, in a lot of her music, I think. And it's really interesting. And as you say, very dense and layered.
Mm. And she's still about, isn't she, I think, Kate Bush?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think she's done a record for nearly 10 years or something. And the last record she made was pretty not great, I have to say. I think she kind of hit a peak with around the early 80s. But, I mean, as I say, we don't really want to cause an 80s revival, really. So we won't talk too much about the other.
I'm afraid it's already underway. We can't do anything about it.
But, yeah, no, I think... I guess we have to make a sensible link to the next track, which you can do, in fact, because she did actually work with some singers from this next thing we're going to play is the Bulgarian women singers, Voada Mister Bulgaria, and she actually did work with them on a couple of her records. So there's a kind of sort of link there we can make.
Mm. All right, you're in tune to Other Worlds, and guest selector is Rob Ellis, Leaf recording artist and... touring rock star with the PJ Harvey Band.
Thank you.
That's what happens when you're having a conversation when you should be listening to the track and watching how far there is to go on it. Sun Ra. Taken from what, Rob?
I think the album's called Atlantis, and I haven't brought any of the sleeves with me. I just from home, so I don't know what the track title is, I'm afraid. But yes, the first track on the Atlantis album.
On the Evidence Records label, isn't it?
Yeah.
And before that, some seriously thumping mid-century modern, I think, Charles Ives?
Oh, Charles Ives. Yes, we played Charles Ives. Yes, the theme of the hour being eccentrics in various forms. At Charles Ives, definitely a great eccentric and a nutcase, clearly, as well. It's bonkers people is what we're... is the theme of this hour, I think.
Musical visionaries, we'd call them.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes. That was taken from an EMI Classics album, A Portrait of Charles Ives, the ensemble Moderne, under the dictatorial hand of Ingo Metzmacher, I believe. What was before that? I thought
would that be the Dylan group?
Yes, it was. Yes. A wonderful track.
Again, it was just a something I discovered in my travels recently. I think they're a Chicago-based band, and we heard that record, and we followed them around. We were on tour in America just recently, and they were playing in all the same cities, but just generally a day ahead or a day behind. And I hear they're really good live. They actually have marimbas and vibes, and two or three vibe marimba players on stage with drum kit, two drum kits, and guitar. And I imagine it's quite an amazing thing to see. So I definitely would like to catch them when we go back again soon. So
that was interesting. Just thinking back to the first hour when we played some Debussy, the track Pagods, I think Pagoda.
Yeah.
Obviously influenced by gamelan music, and that sounded very much like a bit of contemporary influence on the Dylan group as well. From
it did. I mean, that whole record's really highly recommended. The album that comes from, it's full of, you know, it's the point of the record, really, sort of mixing exotic instruments like that with drum kit and guitar in a sort of drum and bass sort of style, actually.
Fantastic. The album's called Erklang Search, and it's on Bubblecore, which I've got a feeling gets distribution in Australia, so you should be able to buy it for a local price, hopefully. And before that, the track was Kalamanku Denken, I think it was, The Evening Gathering.
Yeah, Le Voix de Mystère Bulgare, The Mysterious Bulgarian Voices. Really beautiful piece of music. That's justification enough for playing it anyway. But I also think, you know, it's kind of linked with the idea of this program, the electronica and so on. The sound of those voices somehow sounds otherworldly, literally. And just the layering of the harmonies are so tightly woven that it sounds somehow unreal. And the lead singer actually sounds like she doesn't belong on the planet anyway. And so it's very otherworldly, but really beautiful.
I'm just saying too, all the kind of the beats within it, the kind of cycling that goes on within those very tightly structured harmonies.
Yeah, so that helps that the whole sound, the overall sound being quite unreal and nearly electronic. I mean, there are electronic composers from the classical tradition, particularly from Eastern Europe as well, that they write pieces that sound not dissimilar, but using, you know, sine wave generators and so on. That's kind of what that sounds. It sounds like electronic music to me, but sung.
And of course, I suppose related in some weird way to insect song too. I think of cicadas when I think of kind of strange circular electronic music in the world. And must do. You haven't brought any cicadas, have you?
I haven't. Funnily enough, no, I haven't. No, okay. Sorry. But I have got music that sounds kind of like that. Have we got anything lined up?
No, we haven't. So perhaps you give me something and I'll keep on talking.
Cicada music. How about, I know, the gamelan theme.
Yes.
Yes, this one here, John Cage. Music, sonatas and interludes for prepared piano. I think you'll find it's track 15 is the one you want. And it's, yes, continuing the theme of gamelan instruments and even sort of fake sounding instruments. It's a wonderful invention that he did with the prepared piano.
You're in tune to at this moment, slightly losing its professional sheen, Other Worlds, but with guest this evening, Rob Ellis from the PJ Harvey Band and a recording artist in his own right. We're going to play some more too, I think, from your album. We'll have to play some before the end of the show. But before then, John Cage.
Thank you.
Other Worlds, Radio National, and music chosen by my guest selector for the evening, Rob Ellis. That was wonderful. What was that?
That was Boards of Canada again. Actually, that's a another track from that same EP. I think, I can't remember what the track's called. I think it's a Beautiful Day in the Country, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful piece again, like harmonically really rich.
And ahead of that, a little bit of more stuff from your album, Music for the Home.
Mm-hmm.
It was track 18, which...
Oh, yes, that's kind of middle movement of my fake wind-up instruments. Symphonies of wind-up instruments. Movement in inverted commas. And yeah, again, just a mechanical, fake clockwork stuff.
And that followed on from another wind-up track from Derek and Clive's album.
So. Yes, well, there's no reason that that shouldn't be called music, in my view, so...
Call that music.
I've always wanted to juxtapose Derek and Clive alongside John Cage, or actually I was hoping to play a bit of Boulez, but actually that didn't work out. But so John Cage will do a nice juxtaposition, I thought.
Yes, a very elegant farting from Dudley Moore in the...
Yes, beautiful, actually. Beautiful.
Yes, yeah. From the Derek and Clive Come Again classic on Virgin Chattering Classics. That's it for Other Worlds tonight. Whoops. Thanks very much to Rob Ellis for coming in this evening. Thanks, Rob.
Pleasure.
We'll keep up to date with what you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Other Worlds back same time next week.